you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire and Amy Nicholson. For this Independence Day weekend, Disney Plus has the filmed live stage version of Hamilton with the original cast led by the writer Lin-Manuel Miranda. Christy?
It is absolutely beautiful and a thrilling experience. I had not seen Hamilton prior to this, and now I completely get the hype. You have better than the best seat in the house the way this is shot, and the songs will be stuck in your head, and it could not be more timely.
What'd you think, Amy?
I'm also a Hamilton newbie. I thought it would be the nerdiest show on earth, and it is the nerdiest show on earth, but now I actually am obsessed with several of the actors in here. David Diggs is unbelievable, as is Renee Elise Goldsberry, who plays Hamilton's sister-in-law. So seeing them, that's fantastic.
It's rated PG-13. Hamilton is streaming on Disney+. Also this week, we have a pair of documentaries. The first one, Fire on the Hill, tells the story of the Compton Cowboys here in Southern California. Amy?
This documentary is really a standout, and I hope people check it out. It's gorgeous, it's well edited, and it's the story of our local Compton Cowboys, how the group got started, and some really personal stories about three of the men who are currently in it that I found really gripping.
Christy?
It's a fascinating slice of life and a look at a part of Los Angeles that I'm sure a lot of folks don't know about and should. Beautifully photographed, a cool contrast of like old Western imagery with contemporary LA scenery.
Fire on the Hill is unrated. It's available on Prime Video and premiered a couple of years ago at the LA Film Festival. Brett Valentine is the director. Mucho Mucho Amor is a documentary about the iconic figure on Spanish language TV, astrologer Walter Mercado. Christina Constantini and Kareem Tabsh are the directors. Amy?
Yeah, Walter Mercado, when this documentary started, he'd been out of the public eye for a decade, and it finds him living this very Sunset Boulevard life in his Puerto Rican house. It is a movie that adores Walter Mercado, and if you have doubts and questions about him, it doesn't really get into it, but if you want to shut off your brain and just be like, he's magical, it allows you to do that.
Christy.
Yes, he's a very flamboyant and fantastic figure and very beloved throughout Spanish-speaking countries and here as well. They don't really press him too much on his life and what he did, but he is entertaining company, that's for sure.
It's on Netflix, unrated, Mucho Mucho Amor. And just very briefly, the French drama The Truth. Amy?
Yeah, this is by Hirokazu Koreeda, who did Shoplifters, and I was hoping this film would be as interesting as that, but he basically has made, you know, a family picture, people rattling around a villa talking about their family secrets, at least with heavy hitter actresses Catherine Deneuve and Juliette Binoche and Ethan Hawke, making it feel a little bit less than as standard as it is.
The Truth is rated PG, streaming on multiple platforms. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us on the Film Week Marquee.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.